First reading this morning comes from the Old Testament, the book of Nehemiah. You can find it page 364 of the Pew Bible, reading chapter 8, verses 2, 3, 5, 6, and 9 through to 12. Page 364. So Ezra brought it to the place where the people had gathered, men, women, children who were old enough to understand. There in the square, by the gate, he read the word to them, from dawn until noon. And they all listened attentively. As Ezra stood there on the platform, high of the people, they all kept their eyes fixed on him. As soon as he opened the book, they all stood up. Ezra said, "Praise the Lord, the great God." All the people raised their arms in the air and answered, "Amen, Amen." They knelt in worship with their faces to the ground. When the people heard what the Lord had required, they were so moved that they began to cry. So Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra, the priest and scholar of the law, and the Levites, who were explaining the law, told all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God, so you are not to mourn or cry. Now go home and have a feast. Share your food and wine with those who haven't enough. Today is holy to our Lord, so don't be sad. The joy that the Lord gives you will make you strong." The Levites went about calming the people and telling them not to be sad on such a holy day. So all the people went home and ate and drank joyfully and shared what they had with others because they understood what had been said to them. Secondly, it comes from the New Testament, Peter's first letter, in chapter 4, verses 8 to 11, and chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. You find that page 950 of the Pew Bible. Chapter 4. Above everything, love one another earnestly, because love covers many sins. Open your homes to each other without complaining. Each one, as a good manager of the gift, God's different gifts, must use for the good of others a special gift they receive from God. Whoever preaches must preach God's messages. Whoever serves must serve with the strength that God gives, so that in all things praise may be given to God through Jesus Christ, to whom belong glory and power forever and ever. 5. I, who am an elder myself, appeal to the church elders among you. I am a witness of Christ's suffering, and I will share in the glory that will be revealed. I appeal to you to be shepherds of the flock that God gave you, and to take care of them willingly as God wants you to, and not unwillingly. Do your work not for more pay, but for a real desire to serve. Do not try to rule over those who have been put in your care, but be an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the glorious crown, which will never lose its brightness. God add his blessings to these unions from his holy word. We will continue our service by singing hymn 462.